After the attack in Bulgaria on a bus carrying Israeli tourists, some politicians, including Israelis, turned it into a fiasco of allegations. Now the fingers are pointed at Hezbollah. The New York Times quoted American officials accusing the movement of perpetrating the attack, right after Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu made the same charge.
Yesterday's attack in Bulgaria was perpetrated by Hezbollah, Iran's leading terrorist proxy. This attack was part of a global campaign of terror.
But here in Lebanon, experts say this attack in the city of Burgas, killing several people, does not fit in with Hezbollah's history. The movement here is known as a defense and liberation force, whose main mission is to deter the Israeli military, which once occupied South Lebanon.
The Bulgarian authorities have said that it is too early to point fingers at anybody. I haven't come a Hezbollah operation carried out outside Hezbollah's usual area of operations, which is along the borders with Israel. For me, until now, I have seen no evidence to support the Israeli claim.
However, regardless, there is a belief that this development may be a prelude for another round between Israel and Hezbollah, especially if things take a turn for the worse for Bashar al-Assad in Syria.
Once the regime in Syria collapses, this will provide an opportunity for the Israelis to target Hezbollah, taking advantage of Hezbollah's main supply lines from Syria being cut off.
But for now, the Assad leadership remains intact, despite the latest bombings in Damascus. Furthermore, any future confrontation with Hezbollah carries significant risks for Israel, as the movement is now said to possess arms that could target any Israeli city. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu promised retaliation after accusing Hezbollah. This retaliation could be in the form of a military act or attempted assassinations, or may just come down to portraying Hezbollah as a terrorist movement. What is clear is that the confrontation continues and that each side is preparing for what many describe as the inevitable decisive battle. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.